This is Clark.
Hi, Clark. It's Lisa again. I'm so sorry I lost you.
Yay!
I had a bad reception on my end. All right, so you were telling me about your problem. Go ahead.
Well, I don't know. I may have several now. I think you need to multiply.
All right, well,
the problem
list them
I'm
out.
Having. All right, the first one is it started with when we were talking about copyrights.
Mm-hmm.
And I was being told that the copyright has to be renewed every year.
Mm-hmm.
And this is completely new to me, and I never heard it before, and I was under the impression it was 70 years.
Okay.
And it couldn't be explained to me, and it just kept saying, oh, no, it's every year. And I said, but how is that, and where is it? And there was never an explanation. And so I said, I need an explanation, and if that's true, then we'll go ahead with the lifetime, but I need to see the contract. So that's how the whole thing started.
Okay.
Unfortunately, they mm-hmm. charged my account before they even sent me the contract. And the contract doesn't have a breakdown explanation. In the meantime, then I contacted two attorneys, and mm-hmm. one they said was, well, Amazon requires it. Well, I checked with them,
mm-hmm.
and they said, no, you only need one copyright ever. So mm-hmm. that went on, and you can see where this is heading then. So I don't have an explanation. And when I went back and said, this is what I'm getting, I got a real bad responses. And if you ever want to see them, I'll copy and send them. But they were disrespectful and snotty. And they never tried to answer my question, which is
mm-hmm.
what I'm telling you.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've lost respect for you guys at this point. Well, one person for sure. But I can't get an explanation on why it would have to be renewed every year. And, in fact, the response pulled something off of Google that says you can renew it once the term expires. But that doesn't tell you what the term is. And if you go back and you read copyright law, it says 70 years. So, and then the snotty response went so far to say, fine, then we'll do it just once and you can deal with the fallout. I mean, that's not a good response. And the response also said, we file them every month, therefore I know. Well, I'm an analyst. The one thing I know is when people say I do it all the time and I know, that's a good sign that
mm-hmm.
they're not being forthright and honest with you. So
mm-hmm.
that's why I've got so many problems now. It started with one.
Right. I understand. I completely understand. And I'm so sorry, first of all, for the bad customer support that you received. And I understand it just escalated things and made things worse.
It does escalate,
yeah.
So now I want a full accounting of everything.
Absolutely.
Because that's what happens once you lose trust. Yeah.
Of course. You're completely right in your place, Clark. And, of course, it's. Let me ask you this. Is this your first time writing a book?
It is.
Okay. All right.
Okay. It's the first time writing a book.
All right. Well, that explains half of it. Well, the renewal of copyrights, see, it goes in two different options. First of all, you can either have the book copyrighted for an entire lifetime, which is the time period of 70 years, okay? That's a one-time fee.
Yep.
But on the other hand, a lot of people cannot afford such huge amounts. You know, it's a lot for someone who is just writing a book to make their daughter happy or to work on their family legacy, or maybe they have a small startup business and they are just trying to promote that business through the book. Now, they cannot afford these huge amounts, right? Now, for them, the Copyright Office, which is United States Patent and Trademark Office, their main headquarters is in Washington, D.C. What they had done, according to Circular 15, what they did is that they broke this down into two different plans, you can say. You know how you get installment plans?
Okay.
Just like that, they broke it down into two different plans. Now, what they can do, what that does is that you can, if you can afford the copyrights for a lifetime, if you can afford the cost, you can go for that. But if just in case you're having financial issues, any difficulties to which you cannot afford a one-time fee, because USPTO requires one-time fee upfront, all right, because they do not negotiate, they do not talk to anyone, they don't have a customer support. Sorry about that. They don't have a customer support, there's no one to talk to, you know, like you can call us, for example, if there's an issue, you can call us, we talk to you.
Can we go back? You mentioned a number. You said they broke it down according to something. What was that number?
Yes, that was Circular 15.
Circular?
15.
Yeah. You know what? And that's all I needed. I can go look at that. You know, the rest of this I know. I work in this. I work on this stuff so much in the laws. And that was part of it. And what they sent me, mm-hmm. like you said, nobody reads the small print. Well, there was nothing. I read everything I could read there, and there was nothing to even mention this. So I'll be happy to go look at it. That's not the issue. The issue for me was explaining it because I'd never heard of doing it on an annual basis.
Absolutely, so I understand. That's completely fine. You know what?
So that was where my question came from.
I understand. I know. You seem to be such a lucky person, Clark. I mean, I'm not having any issues with you.
Well, but you're explaining, you're answering my question. And I wasn't getting this explanation. And so by the sixth time, I get a little grumpy.
I understand. So I mean, if it was me as well.
So you're doing
Yeah, if it was me as well, I'm telling you that I would get a lot more grumpier than you. Let me be honest. I understand.
I'm an expert witness in the regulatory industry.
Right.
So I can't afford to get grumpy until the sixth or seventh time.
Absolutely. I get that.
But anyway,
okay. Well, that makes me feel good. All right. Clark, one more thing.
I think you've given me the answer, and I will go look into it. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, for sure. You can look into that. The next thing that I wanted to let you know is that since you've been having a terrible experience, you know, going through this entire process and everything else, what I'm doing from my end in order to make sure that you are sustained and satisfied, I'm actually giving you an additional service, complimentary, free of cost, and that is going to be a teaser, a 30-second teaser for the book. Have you ever heard about an ebook trailer?
Of what?
An ebook trailer, you know, like a teaser. Have you seen movie teasers?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so I'm adding that to your package free of cost, all right? So you don't get grumpy.
All right.
Okay?
All right. I think I already, thank you. I appreciate it. I'll tell you, I already resolved the issue. I just said, the person
Absolutely.
Was sending me this stuff. I said, I just won't work with him anymore because it was so disrespectful. And I felt
apologize for that.
So.
I understand.
That's okay.
You're just a customer support representative, and they don't have a lot of knowledge. I mean, even if you call Amazon and Barnes & Noble, you'll see what pathetic customer service they provide. So, yeah.
Sure.
Well, as compared to that, he is a good guy, but he doesn't have all the information on hand. I'm sorry. Go ahead. You're saying something.
Well, you've been so upfront with me that I'll tell you what was really the trigger to me. Four things. Mm-hmm. One is they hit me with a price that was kind of seemed high. I was surprised by it.
Okay.
And then they said, unless you pay it all up front, and then it's this number, and you have to do it now. Suddenly there's a hard pressure on it.
Right.
Wait a second. These are all the signs that something's wrong. Those are, you know, higher than you expect, have to do it now. But if you pay a lot more, then you don't have to do it annually. So those are hard pressure things that cause people to say, wait a second. And then the fact that it was billed to my credit card before I even saw the contract.
Mm-hmm.
Those together said, this smells bad.
That makes sense. I understand. It was as if you were cornered into a wall or something and you didn't know what was going on. So I completely understand where you're coming from.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's completely fine, Clark. And let me reassure you once again, we do this. It's like a monthly process for us, okay? And we do this for a lot of customers.
Sure.
Now, we actually found a way out to get this done easier and more conveniently in terms of having someone inside the copyrights office who is facilitating everything for us. So that makes the entire scenario completely different from, you know, when you're approaching or applying for the copyrights on an individual basis, because in that case, you will have to wait and you won't have anyone to, you know, take the accountability or responsibility for. And, of course, you cannot have anything expedited. So we have an inside person to whom we send or submit all these applications manually, and they take care of the work that we provide them because, of course, we're giving them business too, right? Because we have, like, new authors, upcoming authors coming in and going out every day. as you know, that we are a ghostwriting company. So, yeah, that facilitates their business, and in return, we get our work done a lot more faster. That way, our clients do not have to suffer and wait for 3 months, 4 months. Sometimes it takes 6 months. Hell, I have a customer who filed his copyright 6 months ago. Yeah, I'm being honest. We are publishing this book, and he's like, Lisa, I filed them 6 months ago, and nobody's responding, and I don't know where to go. And I'm like, okay, shoot, you are in a mess. So, yeah, we face these kind of issues like all the time.
Yeah, I read on their website, they said, you know, don't be surprised if it's 9 months to a year.
Exactly. So
I believe you.
Okay. All right. Well, okay then, Clark, this is about it. Okay, just give me a quick
Wonderful. Minute.
I am just going through everything else. Yeah, so as I was saying, I have included the ebook trailer in your package, and if you don't mind, I would like to resume the project. I mean, I know that you're shaky, and I don't think that you're going to be getting along with any other normal customer support representative, and I don't want to upset you anymore. So I would like to take care of your project on my own, all right, if that's okay with you.
Wonderful. That's no problem. Yeah,
okay.
No, that's fine.
All right. Sorry. I'm going to talk to your team and see what's going on with them. As far as the information goes for the contract and the invoice, I believe we had to send you a revised invoice, correct?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Now you do.
What I'm going to do at this point of time is that I will shoot you an email so you have my email address, and I will attach the corrected invoice there along with the voiceover samples for the ebook trailer. And I will also check up
Wonderful.
On the progress from your editing team. By the way, how's the editing going so far?
They're awesome. They are so awesome. I can't speak highly enough of them. In fact, I have a good friend who are already starting on a second book, and he's seen some of it too, and he said, man, we're going to have to use them for our book, which will be the second one. So they've exceeded my expectations.
That is great. I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah, they're wonderful. They're absolutely incredible.
Great,
so, yeah,
then, Clark.
I really appreciate it.
Yeah, let's just keep it going, and I completely understand that people get skeptical. Of course, I'm a customer out of this company too, so I understand where you're coming from, all right? And I know how many times I've called Amazon and Barnes & Noble and whatnot for not, you know, living up to the expectations. So, yeah, that's not a problem at all. I will take care of you and the project. Don't worry, you're in safe hands, okay?
And thank you. The big thing is I'm a financial person and an economist. And
right.
So the background is so critical. You know, words mean nothing to me until I see what they mean. They're defined. So,
absolutely.
So that's why that was so important, and I appreciate your respect for that. So,
thank you so much for that.
Thank you so very much.
All right, thank you so much for your time, Clark. I will keep
job.
In touch. Okay.
Certainly.
Take
All
care.
Right. Have a good night.
Bye bye. You too. Bye bye.